Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Tanisha J, and you're tuned in to Inspirational Moments, the podcast. This show is going to be a great show. It is geared to inspire you, motivate you, and empower you. I have great guests that will share their inspirational moments with you. It's going to be a great show and a great conversation. Get ready to be inspired. On today's episode, we have Shanika Quattlebaum. And she is the founder and proprietor of Natalia Megan Hair and Beauty. This is an independent Black-owned cosmetic brand specializing in cruelty-free handmade luxury cosmetics, luxury glosses, and exquisite meek eyelashes. Quattlebaum is an African-American woman and a domestic abuse survivor. She took a leap of faith and her self-confidence to launch Natalia Megan Hair and Beauty. And she had every human in mind. Get ready for a great conversation with Shanika Quattlebaum.
You're listening to Inspirational Moments with Tanisha.
Welcome back to Inspirational Moments. I'm your host, Tanisha J, and we have an amazing guest on today, like I told you guys. I'm going to go ahead and let her introduce herself to you guys. Hey, what's up? How you doing on today?
Hi, how are you? Hi, everyone. I'm Shanika Quattlebaum.
Well, I want to just say thank you for accepting the invitation to be on the show on today.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Well, I am just so excited just to see what you're doing and just to even see you're doing it right now with everything that we have going on. I mean, it makes me inspired, and I know we can inspire other people. My show is called Inspirational Moments, and so this is truly an inspirational moment just to see you being successful, especially during a time when it's supposed to not be, you know, a time for us to have great things going on.
That's absolutely. We've been in a trying year, I will say that.
Okay, well, go ahead and introduce yourself to the listeners. If you have a website or social media, make sure you give that so they can follow you and just see what you have going on.
All right, well, hello, everyone. Again, I'm Shanika. I am the CEO of Natalia Megan Hair and Beauty. We are available on Walmart.com. Our social media is at Natalia M Beauty across all outlets, IG, Facebook, and Twitter. And a little background about the company. I started in 2018. I started making lip glosses in my kitchen. And from there, we've just become a full-fledged brand now. So it's been so hard. It's been really hard this past year with the pandemic, but I rechanneled my energy. So what was supposed to break a lot of people actually gave me an opportunity to focus solely on my brand and build my brand even bigger. And so now, as of April 19th, I'm now available on Walmart.com.
Well, congratulations. I mean, that's a big accomplishment and achievement, especially, like you said, when you're doing your business and you're trying to grow your business. That's one of the platforms most people want to be on. So that congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So just give us a little insight and background on yourself, just so the listeners can, you know, feel a little personal connection with you.
So a little background about myself. My business name derived from my granddaughter. Her name is Natalie Megan, but she's part Dominican, and her Dominican name is Natalia Megan. And that started my company name. Background-wise, I'm a mother of two. They're grown now. And what made me really start my brand is I've always loved makeup. I call myself a makeup junkie. And I was in a domestic situation. So for me, I used makeup differently because I was covering myself, and you know, I had cover marks and cover everything like that. And once I left that situation, it was just like, Shanika, channel everything you survived from that and put that towards your dream, because I've always dreamed of having my own business. I've always known I would be an entrepreneur. The timing was always off. And so a couple of years, I guess it was about 3-4 years after I healed from that situation, is when I started really focusing on building my brand.
Well, I love how you shared that, because we all go through different things, but like you said, you channeled your energy in a different direction. And that's what opened the door and pushed you into this opportunity. I love that. So I would love for you to speak to a listener out there who may have that, you know, want to be an entrepreneur, want to do some things, or maybe even in a situation and they don't know how to channel that energy. Give them that inspirational moment to help them be able to make a different choice on today.
what I did before I do anything is I pray. And I ask for guidance. And I ask for strength. So I would say, ultimately, whatever your belief may be for me, I pray to God. Start with prayer. Start with prayer. And ask for clear direction. And then never give up. It's not going to be easy. I know we're in a day and age of social media, so things may appear easy. It's not. You're going to fail sometimes. It's okay. Learn from what doesn't work. Rechannel, figure out how to make it work, and then keep going. But never give up. If it's truly your dream and truly your passion, it's going to be a roller coaster ride of emotions. It's going to be all night sometimes where you're not sleeping. But it'll all be worth it in the end. Just never give up and stay in prayer.
And I'm glad you share that, just because a lot of people feel like, okay, I'll go ahead and try to make plan A, B, C, or D without consulting God. And I think that's the easiest place to start, because Absolutely. He said he has the plans for us. And so that was great that you shared that.
We're going to go ahead and take a commercial break, and we'll be right back with you guys. Don't touch that dial.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Tanisha J, one of the hosts here at Faces of Success Radio. Make sure you check out the website just so you can see what we have going on. We have some amazing things just for you. We have exclusive interviews each and every week, and we have shows that are tailored just for you. Make sure you keep it locked on the station that makes you feel good. FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. Cosmetic brand? Well, I have just what you need. It is Natalia Megan Hair and Beauty. It's independently black owned and the products are amazing. They're cruelty free, handmade, luxury glosses, cosmetics, and exquisite mink eyelashes and more. What are you waiting for? Get your products today. They are available at walmart.com.
Listening to Inspirational Moments with Tanisha.
Welcome back to Inspirational Moments, the podcast. You are joined with Tanisha J, and I have an exclusive interview for those of you who just joined in with Shanika Quattlebaum. We are discussing Natalia Megan Hair and Beauty. She's the CEO, and the products are available at walmart.com. And so what is the, I guess, your social media website information? How can we follow you and purchase some items and just check you out?
Okay, so my social media is at Natalia, M is in Mary Beauty. That's on IG, Facebook, and Twitter. And you can shop walmart.com, and in the search, just put Natalia M Beauty, and everything will pop up.
Okay. And so I guess give us some of the items that you do have. So is it just, makeup products? What do you have so the listeners will know what they're getting ready to get into?
Okay, so I have lipstick, lip gloss, matte lip, matte liquid lip. Mascara, lashes, over 35 different style lashes, plus magnetic lashes. Eyeshadow palettes. I am working on a skincare line, so that'll probably be ready in the fall. And edge control for your hair. I do have edge control that does not flake, I might add. Yeah, and that's everything thus far, but we're still adding more products to our line.
Well, I mean, this is really, really exciting because, I mean, I love, especially when women of color, right now, it's a great thing to show our girls what they can do. Because there's been so many generational things to say there's limits on what we can do. And so to see and hear you say, one, you know what, I was in a situation, but I decided to channel my energy and get out of that situation. Two, helped you create opportunities. And then you even was honest and said, it wasn't easy. It was hard. Because most people want to share that success story where it's like, oh, it was so easy. It happened overnight. So I'm glad to just be able to hear you be transparent and share that inspirational moment with people so they can know your journey and then want to support you in a different way. So I love that.
Absolutely.
So I guess tell me, who's been your inspiration in life as well as in the industry?
In all honesty, I don't have a industry inspiration. My biggest inspiration in my life was my mother. And I lost her at 16, but the things that she instilled in me she had fashion fair in Avon many years ago. I guess it was back in the 80s. And I used to say, I remember I used to always want to put makeup on my mother. The one thing that'll always stick to me, she told me, never give up. She said, no matter what it is, never give up on a dream. And this is a dream. So those words have just stuck with me and been on replay. And, you know, I find myself saying, okay, Mom, I hope you're proud of me. You know, I did it. Because I used to always tell her, when I grow up, I'm going to do makeup and I'm going to do this. And now I'm actually living out what I spoke as a little child.
Wow. And usually they say kids kind of say what they're going to do, or they're already kind of doing it. And if you go back and look, you're like, you did that as a kid. So that's real cool. And so I guess, so are your girls, what are they thinking about this new transition with Mom having, you know, the makeup career and just seeing what you're doing?
My daughter, she is 20, just turned 25 last month, and she is in training. I've been showing her everything that I do, and it's so funny. My granddaughter is 5, so whenever I get her, she says, okay, Grandma, can you show me how to make a lip gloss now? I want to be like you. I want to make lip gloss. I was like, okay.
Well, you know what? I mean, that's great, because that's a legacy thing, because most of the things we learned, some people, you know, learned when they were with grandma or grandpa, and now they're using those skills. So I think that's good, because now, like you said, we're in a generation where it's just social media, it's technology, kids are not really learning certain fundamental things like that. And so that's cool, because she's going to grow up and remember those things that you showed her and then add her little twist to it. So that's great to hear that.
Absolutely. So that made me really happy.
Yeah. And so I guess for the listeners out there, what would you say is different from your makeup product and your line compared to somewhere else? Why should they shop and buy from you?
Because you get luxury for a frugal price. That's one thing that I pride myself on. My products are made... If I wouldn't purchase it, then I wouldn't make it. And I'm very particular about what I put on my face because I have very sensitive skin. So, and I have eye allergies and all of that. So I'm very particular about what I use. But I wanted to make it also affordable to everyone. So I'm not going to I know that I can, you know, price up, but I'm not doing that. So trust, when you buy Natalia Megan, you're absolutely buying a very good product.
All right. Well, you guys just heard your inspirational moment. And so right now, I'm going to go ahead and let you have the moment to give your heys, your what's ups, your shout outs to all your friends, family, and your followers.
Oh, so I just want to say hi to everyone. Even if you aren't following me, if you are following me, thank you to all of my past customers. I appreciate you. To all of my new customers that are coming, you are appreciated as well. I know you'll love the products, and I just want to sincerely say thank you for taking time to listen to this interview.
Don't touch that dial.
You're listening to Inspirational Moments with Tanisha.